The border crisis is getting worse, and so is big tech censorship. Hi, this is Sarah Carter. On The Sarah Carter Show, I dig deep into these huge challenges that directly threaten our national security and our freedom of speech. Please join me. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Good morning, everybody. Hello. Happy Monday.
Hello. Hello. Before we get into the 4chan Hunter Biden stuff and the Elon Musk Twitter update, because we will get to those things, we do need to remind everybody that now is as good a time as any. If you have thought about investing in physical gold, now is the time. And the best way to do it, I think, I know you agree, is with Acre Gold. The reason that we like Acre Gold is because of the subscription sort of layaway format where you can pay a variety of different monthly payments depending on what kind of bars of gold you want. If you want to invest more, you can do a $250 a month plan, and then they'll start sending you, as you earn the gold, the giant 10 gram bars of gold. This is 2.5 grams. So this is what you get if you do the $50 per month subscription plan. There's also one in the middle. So if you want the 5 gram bars, then you can do the $100 a month. And it's just a really cool way. If you don't want to like shell out a ton of cash all in one fell swoop, you can do it on a per month basis. And then they just send it to you as you earn it and you can have it. That's the best part. You get to have it. It's not some weird mystical thing like sitting in an IRA somewhere where you don't really know, do I have gold or do I just have the idea of gold? This is the actual thing.
You get to actually take the reservation and not just hold the reservation. You know?
Right. That's exactly right. So check them out. You can see all the details on their website. It's very transparent, open. They tell you everything right up front. It's getacregold.com/chicks.
And make sure that you are checking out our Facebook insiders because those people are the bomb.com, you guys. They really are. And also our locals, chicksontheright.locals.com. Cream of the crop, you guys, cream of the crop. If you haven't found your people, those are probably your people.
Yeah, it's
true. Put it out there. Yeah.
There are people. I love those people.
There are people. They're probably your people.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into all the things because over the weekend, I don't know, I don't understand or know anything about, or I've never visited the place on the interwebs called 4chan.
I haven't either.
I don't get it.
Who's I it know, for? Who is that for exactly?
It's for Chan.
It's for actually Chan. Is it for a gentleman named Chan, a woman, or is it like non-binary person named Chan?
I don't understand it. I don't know. I think it's like worse than Reddit. If I understand it right, it's like a platform similar to Reddit where you have all these
questions,
threads, and yeah, like all these different threads of topics and people contributing. I don't know, but I know that it is a site from whence not so great things originate. For example, the whole idea of Q originated there. That's where like the Q person apparently started the whole thing. I don't know.
Yeah, JFK Jr. is coming back from the dead. All right, that happened on 4chan. Okay, well, that's probably a place that I don't want to be.
It's not a place you want to be.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no. Probably not. Those aren't my people.
No, they are not.
Those are definitely not my people. Okay, all right.
They are not your people. But over the weekend, I started to see some rumblings on Twitter that the people of 4chan, they hacked into Hunter Biden's current iCloud, which means that whatever phone he is in the process of using now and saving to iCloud, that is what they now have access to, and that they were apparently downloading as quickly as they could and then uploading onto 4chan the contents of Hunter Biden's iCloud stuff. And then administrators of the site were pulling it down as fast as it was going up. So then word started to travel, and then people were apparently putting all this information into a torrent file, which again, I have no idea what I'm even saying when I say these things. But it's torrent files are just a way of sharing and distributing information without the benefit of a central server. So it's kind of like, remember Napster back in the day?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. So a lot of people have the information. What will become of it, I don't exactly know. I can give you an example from something that apparently came from this iCloud thing, and it's Hunter Biden just being Hunter Biden. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm so ready for this. On a Monday morning, let's do this. Let's do it.
Here it is.
She just asked if I wanted to take a walk. Oh my God. Clean.
So then he just pants and breathes a lot and then goes inside. So he said 3 days clean in that video. So I don't know, but that's an example. There's a lot of examples, and you're seeing little snippets of the contents of the iCloud start to leak out. There's some emails. There's apparently, you can see his list of contacts, and the way that he nicknamed his dad is Pedo Pete.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw that last night. I was like, okay.
So that's a thing that's happening. That's
yeah. It's like, what do you do with that information? You know, you hear that and you're like, okay, so
now what?
Like, who calls their dad that? Who does that? Oh, Hunter Biden does that. Hunter Biden does that about Joe Biden. Joe Biden is called Pedo Pete by Hunter Biden. What the hell, you guys?
I mean, and even before this happened, Daily Mail was reporting at the end of last week that some text messages of his had come out, and he was calling Jill the C word, saying that she was an entitled C word about his own stepmom. And so, you know, and she's sending him all these messages going, love you, I miss you, thinking of you. And he'll just write back, love you too. And then to other people, he will say horrendous things about her. I mean, he's disgusting.
Wow, okay, this family. This family.
I know, right?
I just wow. I don't even know what to say about this family. I don't know what to say other than the fact that they are everything that the liberals told us the Trumps were.
Exactly. Exactly right.
They're everything that they told us they were. That's all I can say about them. They're that messed up. Yet they are not reporting on it.
Well, and that's the thing. So many people are in denial because of the source. So they're saying, you know, when a video like that comes out, they'll be like, so you're getting that from 4chan? Now you're relying on 4chan?
God,
and I'm like, okay, well, I understand your point. However, that is clearly a video of Hunter Biden. I mean, there's no arguing it. So like,
right. So the information on the iCloud server coming from his phone, you can't deny that they keep denying the stuff is like his or that it exists. It's there.
Right.
All of this stuff is his stuff. All of it. The laptop is his. The phone is his. That's all his. At some point, they're going to have to go, okay, this is all his information. What do we do with it? What do we say about Pedo Pete? What do we say? What do you say, liberals? What do you say? What do you say about the person? 20 million, what is it? 20, I'm sorry, 81 million votes.
Yeah.
81 million votes, you guys.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, I don't know what's going to come of it because, of course, this Department of Justice seems utterly uninterested in any of the Hunter Biden stuff. Now, there's a lot of stuff that is not necessarily new news, like the fact that he smoked a ton of crack and he's like weighing it and arguing with a prostitute about how many grams of coke he's got.
Yeah. And how old was she? And how
old
was the prostitute?
But there were like links to his search history, and he searched on like sex with 12-year-old girls. And
of course.
He's so vile in every way.
Right. He's disgusting. Where's the investigation on that? That's what I'd like to know. This is the thing. If it were anybody else, they would be investigating it.
Right.
They would be investigating all the things. But because it's him, he gets all the cover. And he makes a gajillion dollars working with all these countries who he has no business working with, you know? And they're making all these shady deals with all these countries. And we're getting screwed.
Right.
As the American taxpayer, we are the ones who get screwed. We American taxpayers get screwed because of this family who has no business being where they are right now. Oh my God.
That's incredible. And so who knows, you know, this all started to kind of percolate over the weekend. I've seen the Washington Times do an article about it. I've seen Post Millennial do an article about it, but there are no major, there's no one reporting on this. It's just something that I'm seeing on Twitter and a couple of different more conservative leaning outlets that are even talking about it, but not necessarily even validating it. They're just reporting that this is a story that's happening on Twitter because they have not been able to independently verify. And they will. There's no question that they will, just like we all found out that the laptop is verified and validated. I mean, ultimately, these people come out and they're like, okay, yeah, it's real. Our bad.
Like 6 months later.
Right, right.
When they have to. But this is why you should never trust any of these people. You should never trust the CNNs, the MSNBCs, the ABCs, all of these people. None of them. Trust no one. I mean, when they say that they are reporters, they're journalists, they're news sources.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not. You're not. It's like this, you cannot trust these people to give you the truth, y'all. You just can't at this point. They are laughable. You turn the channels. I mean, I will do that. I will objectively turn the channels and look to see what people are talking about on a given day.
Mm-hmm.
And it is night and day. It's crazy. It's like they pick and choose what they want to tell you. At this point, everybody has to understand that, right? I mean, this is like, it's very clear.
Oh yeah. If you go to CNN, you hear about January 6th. If you go to Fox, you're hearing about the economy, but there is, you know, even on Fox, I don't think that they're touching this. They're not touching this yet because it's 4chan. And so they don't want to say the source is 4chan. You know what I mean? Until they have a chance to authenticate, which I get, but the fact remains, the story is out there. There are video clips and photographs coming out that come from somewhere. People aren't just creating them from thin air. You know what I mean? So like, can you not just acknowledge that this is something that's happening right now? Is that not acknowledgeable? It baffles my mind.
Especially because if it were, you know, one of the Trump kids, oh, they'd be acknowledging it. It would be acknowledged. It'd be acknowledged 24/7 and just shoved down our throats. And that's what's so sick about all of this.
Yeah. You're absolutely right in terms of what it is, and that is sick. Not chicks,
yeah.
But sick.
Yeah.
And we have a lot to get to about Hunter Biden's dad too. But first, let me just remind everybody that it is a great time to have a disaster recovery plan for yourself and your family. And there's no better way to do it than to consult with My Patriot Supply. We have a landing page there that will get you $150 off of a 3-month emergency food kit. PrepareWithTheChicks.com. If you go to that landing page, you'll save $150 on a 3-month food kit that stores for 25 years, you guys, 25 years. It's packaged so nicely. It comes in these buckets, these like super sturdy buckets. And then there's tons of stuff in there, breakfast, lunches, and dinners, snacks, banana chips. You know how much I love them. They are delicious. Delicious. And it gives you this total sense of, I don't know, like a peace of mind that you know that when shit really hits the fan, you and your family are protected, you're prepared, you have an emergency food supply. There's no better feeling than that. I can tell you that. PrepareWithTheChicks.com.
And make sure that you're checking out our website. It is basically the home base for all chick stuff, and that is chicksonright.com. It's a pretty cool website. You guys check it out. Make sure that you're checking it every single day. Bookmark it. Go there every day, chicksonright.com.
I think it was late Friday. that the news broke that the Twitter deal with Elon Musk was donezo. At least Friday evening, they were reporting on the news that that Elon Musk had backed out of the Twitter deal. And then a couple hours after that news broke, more news broke that Twitter was then going to sue Elon Musk and take him to court because he made a deal and a deal's a deal and he made it. And then, so he's got to pay up. He's got to pony up. And so now there's been, up until, I guess what, about 7 hours ago, there was all kinds of question. Like, why is Elon Musk not talking about this? How could he like get us all excited for this potential of having free speech on Twitter and then desert everybody, essentially? That was the message. And then he wasn't saying anything. Well, now he's saying things and he is freaking hilarious. So this is the meme that he put out last night. So the first picture says, they said I couldn't buy Twitter. Then they wouldn't disclose bot info. Now they want to force me to buy Twitter in court. Now they have to disclose bot info in court. And it's just him cracking up at this, right? So he posted that. And then he posted this picture of Chuck Norris with, you know, with like his one little pawn right there. And it says, Chuck Mate.
Oh my God.
And I just love him. I just love, even, I don't even know what he's doing. I have no idea if he's playing a giant game with all of us. I just am enjoying it.
It is the best. It is the best. And seriously, if he loses money, what does he freaking care? It's not like he doesn't have gobs and gobs of money. So what if he loses like $2-3 billion? So? I mean, whatever. Like, people think that's a big deal to him. He's like, whatever. I've got plenty more. I mean, whatever. So what?
So now I don't know. Because now it could get ugly in a number of ways. So, you know, he could be forced to pay a penalty, which, ooh, I hope. Well, and I know you're saying like he can easily drop a couple billion, and he can, but that would be enraging to me that after all of this, he would be forced to pay for something that he's not actually going to own. I think what I'm hoping happens, and again, I have no idea how any of this works. I'm not claiming that I do. But what I hope happens is that they do end up settling for a much lower sell price, right? Like that he ends up owning Twitter for half of what he said he was going to pay for it. That would be the ultimate justice.
Right. Oh, it would be fantastic. Either way, I think he wins.
I don't know. I just have no idea what, because he's so weird. You know what I mean?
He's weird, but he's brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know. I think you'll come out smelling like a rose. I think it'll be fine.
All right. Well, now we got to get to the elder Biden. And when I say elder, I mean elder,
elder.
You guys.
Yeah.
So couple points or a couple clips to play from a talk that he gave where he's talking about Roe v. Wade again. He's giving an update on the economy. He's just awful at his job in every way, but he's starting to, he actually incorporated a story that came from the Indy Star, so my hometown newspaper, a story that is not well sourced at all. It relies on a statement from one very pro-choice activist doctor in Indiana saying that there was some 10-year-old girl who was raped in Kentucky, who then couldn't get an abortion in Kentucky because of the overturn of Roe v. Wade and had to come to Indiana in order to get the abortion. And so that story is falling apart. Like if you look at some of the more recent investigative journalists that are actually doing their job, they're looking into the story and it is so thin, like there's just no credibility to it. And yet stories like that make it all the way to the very tippy top. And Joe Biden uses it to get all outraged, right, about the overturn. But then he accidentally says that this girl wanted to end her presidency instead of pregnancy. So this clip is just awful in every single way. Watch.
10-year-old girl was a rape victim in Ohio, 10 years old. And she was forced to have to travel out of the state to Indiana to seek to terminate the presidency and maybe save her life. That's last part is my judgment.
So, I mean, like at this point, she should just turn it around, turn the teleprompter around, just let us read it. Just, I mean, you know, I get so, I get nervous for him at this point. I just let us freaking read it, because that's what he's doing, and he's doing a piss poor job reading it. Just let us do it.
Well, and now he's starting to read the instructions, which just so oh here's God, an example so of that.
So he writes, and I quote, "Women," I'm just a quote now from the majority, "women are not without electoral or political power. It is noteworthy that the percentage of women who registered to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so." End of quote. Repeat the line. Women are not without electoral and or political or maybe precise, not and or.
It's that whole scene in Anchorman where it's like,
yes.
I swear you put anything on the teleprompter and Burgundy's going to read it. And he totally did.
He totally did.
Somebody needs to put something. They need to put, like, go screw yourselves, America, on there, because that's basically what he's saying.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. And doing. And doing. Yeah. It's just remarkable.
You guys, I almost forgot to remind you or to tell you that this week, our friends at EdenPureDeals.com are having a big buy one, get one special on the thunderstorms. If you have not seen this before, it's like hand-sized air purifier that you just plug in. It just plugs right into your wall, so it takes up absolutely no floor space. It even has a USB port if you want to use it with a USB outlet in your car, which I've had to do because I have a lacrosse-playing teenager, and they stink, you guys. They stink. It's got all these different levels of air purification. So if you want to, like, really clean out the odors of a room fast, you just turn it on, like, full blast. But you can also just keep it running, and it purifies the air, and it will make a stinky room. Say you have a cat litter box or something. It will clear out the stench in a room so quickly. These things are amazing. Everyone that we've called to buy one has been like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. And it's buy one, get one free right now, you guys. So just go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use code. Now, this is important because the code is not just chicks. It's chicks BOGO, okay? EdenPureDeals.com. The code is CHICKSBOGO, and you're going to get your buy one, get one on the thunderstorms, and you are not going to regret it, and you're probably going to send us emails thanking us and telling us how great we are, which are welcome.
Yeah, you should totally do it.
One more from that same speech, and that is when it's amazing to me that I think he's actually going to, there's going to be some polling that is going to show him in the approval ratings in the 20s.
Oh my God.
Just unheard of bad, right? But despite that, despite the fact that what, 80%+ of the country thinks that we are on the wrong track, we are heading in the wrong direction. Despite that, you would think that there would be some self, like some introspection about maybe I need to shift gears a little bit. No, he's dug his heels in and continues to say completely contradictory things like everything is really bad price-wise. I totally get it. I feel your pain. Also, our economy's awesome. Just watch this. Did I not get the right one? Frick. I must have pulled the wrong one. Because the one that I wanted to say was he basically says, you know, we're doing everything we can. This is what they always say. We're doing everything we can to combat these high gas prices and the high prices that you're seeing in the grocery stores and basically everywhere. But what the economy show, what the most recent reports show is that we are on the right track. My plan is putting us on a good path. Our economy is strong. Saying those things does not make people go, oh, okay. All right. Well, thanks for telling me that. Now I don't feel the pain. That just doesn't work that way.
And I saw Pete Buttigieg talking yesterday. He was talking about how proud he is to work for this administration.
I have that.
Yeah. Do you have it?
I do have that. Yeah. Because they were asking, are you going to support him again?
I'm like, this guy is drunk.
Yeah. Well, we have to watch that. Here it is.
Let me ask you a campaign question, sir. Do you expect President Biden to run for re-election in 2024? And if not, will you run?
Yes, I do expect him to run. I'll support him. And let me tell you why he's going to have a lot to be proud of. And I'm going to choose my words carefully because I'm appearing as an official and this is not a campaign related appearance. But, but I'm proud to be part of this administration that has done such work to bring America back from the brink of a recession, to create record job growth, to build achievements that would not have been thought possible just a couple of years ago, like the bipartisan infrastructure law that I have the honor of working on. You know, people scoffed at the idea that you could get anything done on a bipartisan basis in Washington, and yet the president delivered it. And that's after years and years, multiple presidents, multiple Congresses coming and going, promising infrastructure bills without any results. This president, this administration got it done, and I'm proud to be part of that.
By golly, Pete. Okay, that guy is totally high. Seriously. So high. He's also 11 years old.
Oh my God, I know. He's literally the guy, Alfred E. Newman from Mad Magazine.
He is.
That guy.
He's like, I'm just so proud to be working on this administration. I have no idea what's going on. I'm the transportation secretary. You guys, gas prices are like $10 a gallon. It's just awesome. It's just great. Oh yeah.
I will say he's an eloquent communicator. He says things like he's very Obama-like that way, right? Like the guy can give a great answer.
Yeah.
It's got all the words. It sounds really pretty. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about, but he's delusional if he thinks that there's anything to be proud of.
So what you're saying, he's a good bullshitter.
Exactly.
He's a great A bullshitter. Good for him. Yeah. Cause that was like lunacy, what we just listened to. Everything's going great. I'm so proud to work for an administration where he has a 20% approval rating. I mean, what is wrong with this guy? Dude, step down. Like, seriously, you're the transportation guy. Like, this is what, and you see what's happening across the country? No, you don't see it. You don't see it at all. Cause you're too busy watching. You're too busy watching your husband chest feed or whatever it is that he's doing. Honestly,
wait,
I cannot let this guy.
I thought you were saying his name. And then I was like, no, you're saying chest feed. And I was like, wait, isn't that his name? Isn't it chest feed?
I don't know. It's Chasten, I think.
Chasten.
Right.
Same thing. Yeah. So we saw Biden with the teleprompter. What's worse is when he doesn't have one, right? Like it's bad enough when he has it.
Right.
It's
right.
Way worse than he does when he doesn't. So he was off doing his little vacation at his beach house or whatever again. And so the press caught up with him on his bike again. And he seemed to be embarrassed by the fact that he was wearing a helmet. And so he's like, this makes me look just like a fool, but you guys ask tough questions. I'm going to show you. I'm not making this up. Watch.
Fool here in this interview.
You look good.
But I put a helmet on because it was a tough interview.
Did you hear the laughter and the absolute pandering?
They're like,
you look good. You look so good. Oh my God.
Yeah. I wear a helmet when I cycle. I don't like, this is what you're supposed to wear a helmet when you cycle. That's what you do. Yeah. He should have gotten one with like flames on it and like the executive seal, like an eagle and crap. That's what I would have done if I were president. I would have been like, this is my helmet. This is my presidential helmet. Why is he embarrassed by that? You should be more embarrassed. The fact that you had like freaking toe straps on, dude, that you didn't clip in. That's what you should have been embarrassed by.
Well, apparently he did take those off. He did take those off now.
Oh, he took the cages off? Okay, that's what you should be embarrassed by, not the helmet. What the world? This guy.
I know. Okay, so I was going to show a couple more, but we're running low on time and I want to make sure that we have time for your sack of whack. What is in it?
Oh, my sack of whack. Okay. Liberal filmmaker Michael Moore, Jabba the Hutt, he has offered to take his own way in recreating, actually, in overturning the Second Amendment. He wants to publish... or actually create a new 28th Amendment to present to the 117th United States Congress on July 11th, which is today. He wants to do that. So he has suggested all sorts of things in this 28th Amendment. One of the thing is he says this is what it's going to, like, this is the summary, basically. The inalienable right of a free people to be kept safe from gun violence and the fear thereof must not be infringed and shall be protected by the Congress of the states. This amendment thus repeals and replaces the Second Amendment. So this is what he's going to do. So this is it. So what he says is it's a mandatory system of firearm registration that included limiting licensing only for the purposes of hunting, target shooting, and the few who could demonstrate the need for protection. That's what the 28th Amendment is, according to him. So like, yeah, and then like, I guess other requirements included like stricter background tests, annual written tests, a minimum age requirement of 25 years old, and weapons and ammo regulation. But I find it interesting that there's only a few who could demonstrate the need for protection. And I'm assuming that includes celebrities.
Right, obviously. They're very important.
Of course, right. It wouldn't be like you and me. It would be like his friends and then like all the elites. They would require protection, but then all the minions down here wouldn't require that. And that's his 28th Amendment he's going to present, I guess, today to Congress. So
and he genuinely thinks that this has legs. Is he high?
Yes, I'm sure he's high because it's Michael Moore, you know, but he wants to repeal the Second Amendment. He wants to replace it with this 28th Amendment. And the pictures in this article, I almost threw up because they're all of him. Yeah. And it's just his face.
He's the pile of crap from Weird Science.
He is. Oh my God.
He's Chet.
He's Chet when Chet was transformed and he burped and
him. Ugh. That's who he is. Ugh.
He is. God, I just cannot deal. But anyways, that's your whack, you guys. The 28th Amendment. The 28th Amendment.
Yeah, that's just good luck with that, Michael Moore. Good luck with presenting that to Congress and getting enough of a majority of Congress to be like, yeah, you know what? We should go ahead and we should make that happen.
And what do you want to bet he'll show up in like a holy t-shirt that's dirty and has like Cheeto stains on it?
Oh God.
Right.
So gross.
And jeans that haven't been washed in like 25 years.
Oh my God.
Ugh.
Somebody actually was married to him at one time.
Oh God, and had children. So that means they did it.
He has kids?
I'm pretty certain that he has children. Yes, I'm pretty
certain. How have we not seen photos? Oh my God.
You guys, I'm pretty sure. Are you looking it up? I'm looking it up. Yeah.
Yeah, he has a child named Natalie.
Right. They did
it. Okay, well, actually, Natalie is pretty cute, I must say.
Really?
He must have been married to a Black woman because she's
cute. She's really cute.
Well, she's cute and she's also very dark skinned. Really? So, yeah. But yeah, she's really cute.
She's like super cute. Yeah.
I mean, I went to his Wikipedia and then his children, I clicked the link of her and she, yeah.
I could have sworn he had more than one.
Thankfully, it looks like just one.
Oh God, somebody got on that. Oh God.
Let's move on.
What's happening today? Anything happening? No. It's a great Monday.
There is nothing happening. This weekend for me was all about self-care. I did because my husband was gone. My kids, they were gone at a lacrosse tournament. I did nothing. Like I read books. I binged Netflix shows. I went out into the hot tub. I did nothing. I slept. I did nothing, you guys. It was awesome.
Oh my God, that sounds so glorious. I did so many things. I basically was with a 12-year-old all weekend. We went to Austin. You guys, I was telling Mott that I was accosted by a homeless man in Austin. I got to tell you, downtown Austin, total crap hole. Thanks, liberals. Good job.
Wow.
Good job. Yeah, I almost had to like beat up a homeless man. It was really bad. Yeah, so I don't like it. I'm sorry to anybody that lives in Austin, but the outlying areas there are quite beautiful. I can see why people love the areas that are outside of the downtown area, but the downtown area, crap hole. Sorry, not sorry.
Well, and I was telling you about how there's that video that's gone viral of kids at a bus stop in San Francisco. Their bus stop is right at a point in a sidewalk where it's just covered with drug using homeless people that are strung out and just right there. And the kids have to walk, they have to like navigate through that just to get to their homes. It's horrendous.
It's just not okay. Yeah, when you start grabbing at me and grabbing at my kid, no. That's not gonna, that does not fly. So yeah, I won't be going back there for quite some time. Just the outline, like I said, the outlying areas are fine, but that.
Just stay out of cities, you guys. Stay out of big cities. They've all gotten so disgusting.
Yeah, it's because of liberal policies, you guys. Mm-hmm. Anyways. All right, bring it in. Bring it in, everybody. We hope you have a magnificent Monday. We will talk to you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Anti-human trafficking warrior Rosy Orozco joins me to explain how open borders are leading to a huge increase in human trafficking into our country and the horrific sexual exploitation of women, girls, and boys. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, Rosy will explain how the trafficking process works and how big of a business it is for the cartels. It's a tough story that we all need to know. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.